好，现在呢，我们看一下本文的 special difficulties， 看一下本文的难点强调哪些词汇的用法。OK， first look at part A， 我们看一下 A 所中间，区别一下 nervous 以及 irritable 区别。nervous 形容词表紧张的 ，OK， 它的英文解释 restless or uneasy 表紧张的 ，OK。那 for example， examinations make me nervous。Examinations make me nervous， 考试令我紧张。OK， nervous 表紧张的。那么它的名词是 nerve，N-E-R-V-E， nerve 名词表神经的意思。OK， 那么下面一个词是 irritable，irritable 形容词叫易怒的 ，easily made angry， 很容易发脾气，很容易生气叫 irritable， 易怒的。For example， he's such an irritable person， you can hardly speak to him。他这个人如此的易怒，如此爱发脾气，你简直没法跟他说话。OK，irritable 表易怒的，而 nervous 表紧张的。OK， 好，这两词区别。那么 B 组中间我们看一下这三词区别。Office 表办公室的意思 ，study 那么除了表学习，还能表书房，在本文中指书房的意思。OK， 那么下面 desk 名词表书桌、课桌或者写字台的意思。好，我们依次看个例句。There are six people in our office。我们办公室有六个人。There are six people in our office. Next one. The living room is next to the study. The living room is next to the study. 起居室在书房旁边。OK, 那 living room 起居室 study 翻译成书房。Desk 书桌的意思。My desk is covered with books. 我的书桌上面堆满了书。My desk is covered with books. OK, 好。Office 表办公室 ，study 书房 ，desk 表书桌的意思。OK， 好，那么下面重点回顾一下 afford 的用法。afford 我们学过，表示负担得起金钱、时间以及 something， 或者是负担得起去买什么东西 ，afford to buy something。这个词的特征是通常和 can、could、be able to 搭配，而且不使用被动语态。好，我们简单看几个例句，回顾一下。Will you buy this car? I can't afford it. I can't afford £7,000.你想买这辆车吗？我买不起，我掏不出7000英镑来。Next sentence is, you can afford this model, it's not very expensive. 你能买得起这种型号啊，它不很贵。You can afford this model, 这个款式，这个型号。OK, next sentence is, I haven't been to the cinema lately, I can't afford the time. Lately means recently, 最近的意思。最近我一直没有去电影院，我没时间。I can't afford the time， 我花不起时间，我没有时间。OK，afford 表示负担得起的含义。OK， now that's the differences between nervous and irritable, office, study and desk 以及 afford 用法。好，我们看一下 exercises， 做几个小练习，用正确词来填空。Number one is we shall use the spare room in our new house as a， 好，我们将使用那个空闲的房间作为一个 study， 作为书房 as a study。Number two is Smith works in a lawyer's. 我们知道律师事务所叫 a lawyer's office. OK, 好，这句话的完整应该是 Smith works in a lawyer's office. Number three is she felt very before the plane took off. 在飞机起飞之前，她感到非常的紧张。She felt very nervous before the plane took off. Number four is I can only to pay £100 a week rent.我每周只能负担100英镑的租金。OK， 那么能负担得起应该是 afford。I can only afford to pay £100 a week rent. Number five is since his illness, he is always losing his temper. 我们看这短语 lose one's temper 表发脾气的意思。那么相反的，控制脾气是 control one's temper。Control one's temper. 那么由于他的病，他变得非常的易怒，他总是发脾气。易怒的形容词是 irritable. OK, 完整的句子应该是 Since his illness, he has been very irritable. He is always losing his temper. OK, that's all for the special difficulties.